The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Controversial topic. Saddleback Church, Rick Warren's church in California, has taken a dramatic change in their theology, their ministry. Last week, quote, was a historic night for Saddleback Church in many ways as we ordained the first three women pastors. That indeed is historic. They are breaking with Southern Baptist doctrine and Southern Baptist theology. They are, in a sense, violating their cooperative agreement with the Southern Baptist Convention. And as I said before the break, if that's the direction they believe they should go, this is my opinion, they should have quietly withdrawn from the convention and said, we're going to go a different direction. By not doing that and remaining a part of the convention, they're going to cause enormous discord, dissension, controversy, etc. I am most concerned about the reason for changing their theology from being complementarian, which is the historic view, to egalitarian, which is the more modern view. And listen to me carefully. I said a little bit ago, the overwhelming majority of all Christian churches since the beginning of the church in the book of Acts have been complementarian. Men are to be the pastors. Men are to be the elders. The overwhelming majority of 2,000 years of church history. All right? Beginning in probably the 1920s, there was a small group of Pentecostal churches who began ordaining women pastors, Amy Simple McPherson out in California and several others. They were small in number, and they did not ordain women because it was socially acceptable. They didn't do it because of pressure from the outside. They were convinced that theologically that was the thing to do. Now, while I disagree with that, I can honor that. They did it for theological reasons, not societal reasons. The egalitarian movement today is not based in deep theology, but a desire to be like the world. Can I prove that to you? Quote, the women are longtime staff members who have combined to serve more than 70 years at Saddleback. So these three women, you've put all their experience together on the staff at Saddleback, it adds up to 70 years. For those 70 years of experience, they were not ordained. And they were evidently happy with that. So what happened? Can I read to you from an interview with one of the new women pastors at Saddleback? Quote, we believe that this was meant most to me was how this would be groundbreaking for all the younger women ministers on the staff. I want you to listen for motive here. Why did we change our theology? Why did we change our standards? I believe it meant the most to me. This is one of the women, new women pastors. was how this would be groundbreaking for all the younger women ministers on staff who really did have the desire or dream to be a pastor one day. You change your theology? A theology that has been set for almost 2,000 years so you can encourage younger women? And then she said this, and I quote, "The role of women in the church has evolved." Excuse me? The role of women in the church has evolved. Now, wait a minute. Wait. What is the foundation for the role of women in the church? Is it the evolving culture around us or the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God? This new woman pastor, and she's not senior pastor. I don't want anybody. These women are not taking the place of Rick Warren. And I'm not even saying that they're going to be the primary speakers on Sunday morning. I don't think they are. But they are considered ordained pastors. That is absolutely clear. She said, the role of women in the church has evolved. No. You either take the role of women in the church from Scripture, or you take it from culture and society. Evidently, for this woman, and sadly, tragically, and heartbreaking, the leadership of Saddleback is saying, well, you know, things are changing, so we'll change with them. She went on, the role of women in the church has evolved. This is a new day for women in ministry, and I am honored and blessed to help carry the mantle of being a pastor and have the title as Next Gen Ministries pastor at Saddleback Church. So she's quite proud that she's leading a revolution. She is leading the evolution. So Saddleback has not released an official statement. Rick Warren has been silent on this, and I hope he speaks. But from the women involved, if we are to believe them, it is clear that the leadership did not sit around with an open Bible and say, you know what, guys, we've been misinterpreting Scripture through all these years. We have misinterpreted the Bible concerning the role of women, and we were wrong, and therefore we want to become biblical, and we're going to change. That's not, evidently, from what we're hearing, that's not what happened. They looked around. Everybody else was ordaining women. Many other people were turning egalitarian from complementarian background. And we've got to evolve with them because we have women in our church who want to be pastors. We have young women, and it's their dream to be a pastor. And so in order to fulfill their dream, we're going to change our theology. My friend, that is the wrong reason to change your theology. The Bible does not evolve. Again, I'm just so deeply saddened by this. And hey, listen, egalitarianism is sweeping the evangelical community. Bill Hybels was way out in front of this movement. And in fact, when Bill Hybels resigned under force and scandal, sadly, he replaced himself with a man and woman couple, and they were both pastors equally. Women are to be honored. Women are to be cherished. And may I say again, for I don't know how many times I've repeated this today, but in spite of repeating it, somebody's going to misunderstand me and say that I'm talking about importance. I'm not. This is not an issue of who is more important, men or women. has nothing to do with it. Importance has nothing to do with it. Role. And God has given roles in the home, husband, wife, parent, children. God has established certain roles in the church. And for the most part, this is one of the few things that the Christian church has agreed on for almost 2,000 years. Until the last 20 or 30 years. It should cause all of us to pause. The Southern Baptist Convention this summer is going to be absolutely critical. Pray that unity will be a result.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
I'm going to move on from the Southern Baptist story, Saddleback story. But before I do, some of you might be saying, well, who cares what's happening at Saddleback, and who cares what's happening in the Southern Baptist Convention? You should care. Well, I'm not a Southern Baptist. You should still care. The Southern Baptist Convention is America's largest Protestant denomination. They have more influence spiritually on America than any other single organization. And because of that, I don't care whether you're a Southern Baptist or not, you should care about what's going on. Because what happens to them impacts the gospel. And that should impact all of us. We should all care about that. And the Southern Baptist Convention has some very deep division right now. And that's why I'm just so upset and disappointed with Saddleback, because they're going to add. There's a big debate about CRT, critical race theory, in the Southern Baptist Convention. A lot of division over that. They're going to have to get that hammered out this summer in June, and I hope and pray they do. And now they got to deal with this. One of their largest churches breaking from their doctrinal statement. Now, if you are really concerned about it, Jeff has posted an excellent article by Al Mohler, Dr. Al Mohler, on this topic. The headline is Women Pastors, Women Preachers, and the Looming Test of the Southern Baptist Convention. By the way, he is running for president of the convention. A couple months ago, I thought he was a shoo-in. Yeah, I don't know now. But anyway, it's an excellent article, and I hope you'll read it. If you're kind of on the fence about complementarianism, egalitarianism, read it. Now, you thought I would go an entire program and not even mention COVID. Sorry. Today, we doubled the number of new COVID cases here in the state of Ohio. And if you were listening yesterday, I told you that was going to happen. I told you that today there would probably be a big spike, and there was. But get this. You remember last month, it was big, big, big news. The CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, announced, because of new research, you don't have to wear a mask outside anymore. And remember, do you remember? President Biden announced a special news conference. He walked all the way from the White House out to the podium with a mask on to announce you don't have to wear masks outside anymore. And a reporter said, Mr. President, if you came out to announce that you don't need to wear a mask outside, how come you're wearing a mask outside? Remember that? So that was big news. The CDC was actually giving us permission. Why? Because of their research, they had determined that 10% is the probability of transmission outside. 10%. Well, the New York Times, in a blockbuster story today, has said no. Actually, the possibility of transmission outdoors is less than 1%. They found out that the CDC guidelines were based on studies in Singapore that were completely flawed. What? Our CDC governed us and told us when and where we could wear masks and not wear masks because of a study in Singapore? Yeah. And it was a terribly flawed, inaccurate study. And now the likelihood of transmission of COVID outside is 1% or less, and always has been. Yeah. So in other words, if you're outside without a mask, 99% chance you're not going to get it. But that's not what we were told. Was that intentional? I don't know. But as I continually say, 3 to 4 years from now, when all the dust settles, we are going to find, I really believe, most of what we were told was not true. 1% or less if you're outdoors. And yet for a year and a half, we have been told, even if you're outdoors, you must wear a mask. Were we just simply misled? Or were we lied to? I honestly don't know. Hate to leave you with that, but that's, and by the way, that's the New York Times. Yeah. All right. Thank you for joining me. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful evening. And outside, don't wear a mask. All right. But wherever you go and whatever you do, remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.